So we have an interesting reading today, the Lord appearing to this young man, Solomon, in a dream. I kind of got a little bit fixated on that little passage about Solomon getting a special dream like that. Maybe it's because I've never had a dream quite like that one, where there's conversation with God in the midst of your dream. My dreams are kind of scattered here and there and everywhere. Usually they don't make a whole lot of sense. So maybe this was more like an ecstasy or something that that Solomon experienced, where he had that sort of direct relationship or direct experience of God. So it got me thinking about human beings, how we have soul and body and we can experience religiously the mystery of God. Because that's the way God made us. He made us capable of actually these religious experiences. Maybe we won't be like Solomon and have a special dream, although you see in the scriptures many times where God does use dreams to convey his message. Remember St. Joseph, husband of Mary, how he had to receive a special dream so that he would accept Mary as his wife because she was pregnant. And so God had to intervene in a special way. I'm a priest now for 41 years, and I've heard many stories of people who have had various religious experiences, sometimes a healing unexpectedly, or a deepening of knowing where they're supposed to go in their life. How God does that, he does it through the mystery of our soul. We're a composite being. We're actually spiritual beings living in a body. That's the way we are. That's the way God has created us. And we become more and more spiritual, hopefully, as the years go by, so that one day we will be completely spiritual. We'll have a glorified body, but it will be a body that will not weigh us down like the body that we have now. It'll be a beautiful spiritual body, able to communicate with God completely. So we're pretty amazing creatures. I think really sometimes we underestimate the beauty of our being, how God has made us. In Genesis, we're told that God made us in his image and likeness. So even though we are presently weighed down with a physical body, we hope that that body itself will be glorified and that our soul will be in complete union with God. So St. Paul, in our second reading today, he's reminding the early Christians that the goal of their spiritual life is to be more and more conformed to the image of God's Son. What's it mean to be conformed to the image of God's Son? I think it means that we become more and more divine as time goes by, to the point where we become like Jesus himself. And look how our Lord lived. Look at the power that was in him. So if we're conformed to him, we begin to share in that same power. I like reading the lives of the saints, and I always tell people, when you've read one and you finish it, pick up another one and read that one. Because then you'll see what human life can be. Of course, that's up to God if we become a great saint with ability to do great miracles. That's not really the goal of our life. Our life is to be conformed to Christ, but it's up to God if he wants to give us the power that we see many of the saints having. So there's such a interplay between our physical reality and our spiritual reality. A good example is St. Philip Neri. He always liked to go into the catacombs where it was nice and quiet, nobody could disturb him, and he would do this in the middle of the night. pitch dark. So one time on the eve of Pentecost, he was down there in the catacombs praying, asking the Holy Spirit to come upon him. So this is the interplay between our physical being and our spiritual being. The Holy Spirit came upon him in such a powerful way that his heart literally expanded to the point where it broke his sternum in the front. And from then on, he never had to wear a jacket or a sweater because he was always kind of warm. And if you're sitting across the room from him, you could actually hear his heart beating. That's how enlarged his heart was. So that interplay takes place even sometimes in our physical being. As I said, I never had a dream quite like what we hear Solomon having, but I have had some experiences of God that are kind of inexplicable, that God, I know he exists because he speaks in his own way to us, and we can hear him in the mystery of our souls. So in the course of our human life, what we want to do is take good care, not so much of the body like so many people do, but of the soul, to make sure that the soul is well taken care of. That's our most important part. How do we do that? Going to confession. Try not to fall into any of the seven deadly sins that entrap us and enslave us, but to constantly keep free, constantly try to stay in a state of grace. And as we do that, of course, we have to pray, read the scriptures, do holy readings, reading that can help to inspire us to strive ever more and more fully to live the life of God. In the gospel, we hear about the kingdom, and our Lord speaks often about the kingdom. It's hidden, but it can be found. It's a pearl of great price, but it can be obtained. It's found mixed with useless things, but it's able to be distinguished. That kingdom can be considered our soul's happiness, true happiness, which can only be union with Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the way and the truth and the life.